capitalism, and chaos. As the first year begins to end for the Trump presidency, we see the emergence more of chaos than triumph. To be sure, a rather loathsome tax bill passed that transfers more wealth to the super rich. But internationally, we see governments less stable, not more so. For example, in England, the Brexit poll has led to increasing economic instability and a measurable fall in wages for British workers. And there, as any other place in the world, economic instability is but the precursor to political instability. Speaking of instability, look at the U.S. The U.S. is governed by a nut surrounded by nuts. But there is a method to this madness. The writer Naomi Klein has written about what can be called disaster capitalism, or how economic elites profit from social dysfunction. She writes about how imperial capital looted Argentina, South Africa, and other states to impose the system of neoliberalism. But what happens abroad inevitably creeps home. The mass wealth transfers taking place these days under the rubric of tax cuts is setting a similar stage here. Marx said the state is but the executive committee for the ruling class. Who can argue that legislators don't serve the interests of a rich and a super rich? You vote for them, but they don't vote for you. Their interests are not your interests. They never are. They never were. Capitalism is the unbridled, unprincipled drive to wealth acquisition. The means to that end are irrelevant. In Prison Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.